Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1817. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Consistency versus Specificity. Most often when people talk about nutrition, people discuss the specifics of what they think works best or what they plan to do. They'll discuss the specific percentages of carbs versus fats versus proteins. They'll discuss the specific food timing, whether they should start the day fasted or end the day fasted. They'll talk about specific food selection. You should eat only meat, or you should never eat any meat. They'll talk about specific diet structures, water cleanses, Mediterranean diet, and so forth. People often focus on the specifics, but what's often missed is consistency. How long can you do that healthy habit for? Cleanses. Well, what will you do after the cleanse? Percentages of carbs versus fats. What will you do when you can't pre-plan and prepare specific foods? Fasting at the start of the day. What if you have a very busy evening? What if you work out in the morning? What you do is important. There are certainly better strategies than other strategies, but in regards to what you do, there are a lot of options, a lot of things that can work. They work because they control caloric intake. So they work initially, and then there starts to become a weeding process of which strategies are best later on as you continue to progress. But initially, they pretty much all work because they control caloric intake. And that's the key to any weight control diet working, is controlling caloric intake to limit excess and to limit inconsistency. Days of really high calories, days of very low calories. That's what makes most diets work, is consistency. Whatever you decide to do, do it consistently. You do it consistently enough at first to see an impact of the habit. But then, life gets in the way, and there's something that causes you to not be able to do it. You miss a meal, you miss a day, a week. You burn out on the habits that it takes to get these foods prepared. Maybe you burn out on these foods themselves. Maybe you actually hate those foods. Maybe you over-restricted so much that you had intense cravings and you gave in. You lost consistency. When we lose consistency, we go back to our old habits, which were inconsistent. And we lose the positive impact of the diet that we did. When we lose consistency, we lose progress. It's not the specifics that mattered. There are many options that can work. It's whether or not you could be consistent that mattered. No consistency equals no sustained results. So when you're deciding on what specifics to follow, select the specifics that have the highest probability of consistency. What can you do on most days of the week, in most circumstances, that you routinely manage? Super busy work days, or maybe you're super busy in the evening. Maybe you have an inconsistent schedule. You don't really know what your day is going to look like from day to day. Maybe you're feeding a family of very picky eaters. What you do to create consistency is what matters. So what do you face each and every day that makes eating inconsistent? That would be important to know. What do you face each and every day that makes eating inconsistent? And then how will the specifics of what you choose diet strategy wise, help you manage that inconsistency? Will the specifics you choose make it easier to be consistent or harder to be consistent? Select the specifics that allow for easier consistency. That will give you the greatest chance for success. So when considering what specifics do I do, what approach do I take, ask yourself, can I do this consistently? If no, get another option. If yes, get started. Consistency is more important than specifics. Choose the specifics that allow you to be the most consistent. And that'll give you the greatest chance for success. Okay? Short and sweet, but I wanted to be very clear that the specifics of the diet that you choose don't matter as much as whether you can be consistent with those specifics. So choose a diet structure that allows for consistency in your life. That will get you a great place to start. As you go along, you'll see what works, what doesn't work, and you'll make changes from there. You'll make adaptations to your approach to personalize it more. But it'll get you started, it'll get you some results, and it'll gain motivation and momentum. So choose diet specifics that allow for consistency. That is your biggest determining factor. That's the biggest question to answer when you're trying to figure out what approach do I take. Can I do this consistently? Okay. If you have any questions, if you need anything, shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share on our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.